listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. Well, this is terrifying. According to the Washington Post and the Moscow Bureau, Russian President Putin, Vladimir Putin, has made an address to the Kremlin that they have developed a nuclear weapon that can evade any missile defense system. And he said that anyone who threatens Russia or their allies, and he didn't specify their allies in the article or in his speech, will be met with essentially fire and fury, to quote our famous statement. This is terrifying. We are going back towards the Cold War. And we have a lunatic for our president who is not dealing very well with North Korea and that nuclear powerhouse. So, is anyone else scared? I sure am. Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Casey Cangle threatened Delta Airlines with loss of the lucrative tax cuts after the company ended its discount program with the National Rifle Association. This is the government saying, you, private company, cannot choose who you associate with. Atlanta, the airport there, is the busiest in at least the nation for air traffic. And now Democratic leaders are competing for Delta's favor after top Georgia Republican threatens the airline with vowing to kill the state legislation that would handle the lucrative tax cuts. That's according to the Washington Post. Of course the Democrats are wooing Delta, because the Republicans are putting a foot up their backside here. Like, could they show their cards anymore that they're the party of gun violence? Beyond me. I mean, look, Michigan can, you know, have Delta up there. Philadelphia can say, hey, come on over here. Actually, I'm thinking Philadelphia can because they're a U.S. air hub. There's plenty of places where Delta can go, and Georgia loses out. Clearly, people are not thinking things through. Just saying. Love to hear your thoughts. Post them. According to the Washington Post today, March 1st, Trump's apparent efforts to oust Sessions last year are said to be the focus of the Mueller probe. Very interesting, because it is a clear line saying that because Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation that the Justice Department was putting on, Trump is upset because he has no control over where it goes. Guilty? Maybe. You know, who really knows what's going on in Trump's mind? He's clearly not thinking things through, that if everything's being looked under a microscope. Who knows what's going to happen here? So far, with Gates, charges were dropped against him because he's cooperating. Manafort will flip eventually if enough pressure's put on him. And it's only a matter of time before Trump steps down. Now, that scares me too, because now it's Pence. But we have to wait and see. Alright guys, this has been Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. That's it for now. Tune back soon and we'll have another podcast ready for you to go and listen to. If you like what I'm doing here and what we're doing on RagingChickenPress.org, please go to Patreon.com/RCPress. That's Patreon.com/RCPress.